I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Election Day is drawing ever nearer, and it's been a while since we focused exclusively on some hotly contested legislative races. Joining me to talk about what's at stake this fall for the respective parties is the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Hello again, Laura.
Hello, Alan.
All right, so what have you been keeping your eye on most recently?
Well, lately I've been looking at the state Senate races, and for your listeners, there are four state Senate races that are in Fayette County or include parts of Fayette County in the districts.
A couple of them, I understand, are competitive, and one may not be going anywhere at all. Let's start with the competitive.
Okay, so competitive races, we have Senate District 12, and there Alice Forgy Kerr is running for re-election again. She's been in office for a while. And she actually was first elected in 1998, and she's running against another woman. Her name is Paula Setzer-Kissick. She's an educator. She's an elementary school librarian, and she has been endorsed by the teachers union, the political arm of the teachers union, and some other labor PACs as well. The steelworkers have come out for her and the Teamsters. And Alice Forgy Kerr is getting support from business interests. She's had donations from the Spectrum Television Cable Company PAC and the Optometric PAC and Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. So you see a real division in that race between the business interests and labor, for example.
And someone new on the scene who I don't believe has ever run for anything.
That's right. As far as I know, Paula Setzer-Kissick has not run for office before. And she's part of that wave of teachers and educators who've gotten involved since Governor Bevin tried to change the pension system for them.
Who else?
Coming out of Jessamine County, State Senator Tom Buford's running again, and he faces a challenge from Carolyn DuPont. She's a Democrat. Buford's a Republican, of course. And she is a teacher. She teaches history at Eastern Kentucky University, so she's a professor. But interestingly, the teachers union endorsed Tom Buford, the Republican, in this race. So that's a little different because mostly you see the teachers going with the Democrat rather than the Republican, but that's not the case here. There's one more race, too, Alan. Senate District 28 is Dr. Ralph Alvarado. And a lot of your listeners will remember Alvarado from speaking at the Republican National Convention 2 years ago. So he got a lot of attention from that. And he has $250,000 in the bank running for a Kentucky State Senate seat, which is very interesting. And he's running against an educator, too. He's running against Denise Gray. She's a Democrat. She's a Bryan Station High School graduate, and she went to law school. She's trained as a lawyer, but she works with special needs kids here in Fayette County, and she has the endorsement from the teachers union as well. So that race is shaping up where she might gain some traction there, although that $250,000 is going to be a lot to overcome, I'll tell you.
What about the one that we had mentioned that doesn't look like it's going anywhere?
Yeah, there's one in Senate District 34, which is Jared Carpenter. He's in Berea, and his district has just a slice of Fayette County in it. And he's running against a woman named Susan Byrne Haddix. And interestingly, the teachers union PAC did not endorse either candidate in this race. But Carpenter's been in office for a while. He's a banker, and he has about $70,000 in the bank right now to Susan Byrne Haddix's $1,800. So I'm not sure if that's if she's going to be able to pull that out at all, but it doesn't look like she's got party support for her yet either.
Okay, so Republicans control the chamber by how many votes right now?
They have 27 members to 11 Democrats. So it doesn't look like Democrats will be able to flip it. But it's interesting to note, too, that there is – I looked at the voter registration in these districts, and in all of them, the voter registration is less than 50%, so except for Senate District 28, the Alvarado district. Democrats are registered there 54% to 36% Republican voter registration. So that's kind of interesting. And another thing that's interesting is the independent voters. So in Kentucky, you can register for the two major parties or you can register other. And in all of these districts, it's around 10%. And that can be significant in a close race. So those swing voters, they'll likely come into play.
Okay, so that's the Senate races, and we'll have to get to the House races, and there are a number of them next week. Mm-hmm. Our guest has been Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette editor and publisher Laura Cullen Glasscock, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.